About company Christmas parties at 8:15 today. P1 Nate says, my company work party was as wheels off as it gets this year. It started by one of our divorced employees inviting two married women as his dates. And after hours of heavy drinking, that same employee ended up pulling the president of the company in the pool with him. Both having their smartphones in their pockets at the time. And when he finally made it home, he was taken home by one of these married women. Two married women. When he finally made it home, he noticed his keys were still at the bottom of the pool back at the company party, and so he just broke a window to get into his house.
That's beaten.
Did he get fired?
No word on that yet. I'm sure the boss has a little bit more time here before the end of the year to fire this guy, but think about his party cost. His phone, about $300. He's got to replace the boss's phone, about $300. And then replace the window for whatever, $150.
Worth it?
But drinking is fun.
He may have had a great night. Maybe it was worth it.
Okay, there's no way you wake up the next morning thinking, man, that was awesome. No way, right?
No, I don't think so.
You wake up with the drinker's guilt, right?
Yes.
P1J says, I worked for a company where the owner, whom everyone hated, used the company party as an ego boost of sorts. The event was reminiscent of a royal reception where the subjects file by to kiss the ring. Also, the boss's wife used this as a chance to choose some guy to have hunched up monkey love with. And after one party, several months later, rumors spread that the boss's wife was pregnant.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
And unfortunately, the boss had undergone a vasectomy earlier that year. And the next year, there wasn't a party.
Out.
And Jay also brings up the point that companies can deduct party expenses while they have to pay payroll taxes for bonuses.
They can deduct those?
Yeah. I think sure.
It's a business expense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, that explains it.
And I think this is very fascinating. P1 Matt says, people behave differently at Christmas parties than they do at social functions with their friends. And in graduate school, we performed a study on this phenomenon and discovered the reasons for this occurring. And generally, this is what those reasons are. Number one, why do you think office parties are wheels off?
Alcohol.
Well, yes, but you have alcohol at parties with your friends that don't quite go as astray as company parties.
Simmering office tension.
Yes, you basically nailed it here. Number one, offices are a bastion for pent-up sexual anxiety. Even coworkers we initially find unattractive, we begin to want after seeing them every day.
Yep.
Alcohol and a relaxed environment invites these feelings to the surface. Number two, we want to prove to our coworkers that we are cool outside the office. We want to impress them and show everyone how much fun we are.
Mm-hmm.
So you start trying. It's that let the game come to you.
Right.
You start trying
to do that.
Mm-mm. No, everybody's forcing it.
You want to take a shot.
Yeah. That's why everybody's launching from half court. All right, Kardashians are coming to town. Boy, at least one of them is coming with Lamar Odom. Now, some people what? Is arriving in town with Lamar Odom.
Okay.
Will arrive because of Lamar Odom's presence in this very city. In which we're
and I think y'all got something wrong about this. I think the Kardashians are going to get along fine in Dallas.
Well, according to TMZ, the Kardashian family is thrilled that Lamar went to Dallas because they have several cousins that live out here.
Oh, yeah, cousin.
And the family is familiar with the area since Courtney went to SMU.
Mm-hmm.
And Chloe is currently in L.A. but plans to join up with her husband here in the next couple days. And the entire family is going to head out here to Dallas to support the couple as soon as they can. So the entire Kardashian clan is going to come out here.
Sure they are.
Because uncomfortably, clan is spelled with a K here.
This boosts ratings short term for their show. So they're all going to be on board with it right now. And they're all going to be very excited. And everyone's going to want to tune in to the show to see about this big change in their lives. They needed this.
Mm-hmm.
But in 6 months, I will guarantee you that we will tune into this show and the Kardashian girls will be sitting around, I miss California. I miss the beach.
Hold on the music.
I miss Hollywood. We've got to get back out there. And they're going to go back out there. They're going to sit there and complain about Dallas. And bitch, this is just a cowboy town. Everybody wears boots and hats and rides down. Horses. And I'm Khloe Kardashian, and that's the way I talk. And that's what it's going to be. I don't have an extended Khloe Kardashian impersonation.
I want to hear some more of it.
I'm guaranteeing you.
I think they're going to get along.
I am guaranteeing you they are going to get sick of us. If there's ever a Hollywood family, it's the Kardashians.
Well, they also say that they are hoping to open up a Dash store here in Dallas as soon as possible.
I'm sure they are. But they don't work in the store. That's not going to keep them here. They're not on the floor selling.
I don't know. They seem to be pretty involved with the day-to-day operations of their stores.
Yeah, they will go for the grand opening, and they will never set foot in that store again.
You're right, though, that it does provide a lot of new material for their television show because it's the fish out of water type storyline that they can get going. I'm sure they're going to show South Fork on it.
Guaranteed.
They're going to show cowboy hats in the stockyards.
They're going to show the Kardashians.
That's not in Dallas.
Right. They'll show the Kardashians trying on cowboy hats and boots at a store and then cutting these weird glances to the camera like fish out of water and and they'll set up all the rolling of the eyes at all the stuff that we do here in this. They'll set that up as the reason that they're eventually beaten down by it and they head back. Guaranteed.
All right, well, we have Khloe
so
Kardashian
certain
in studio right now. Hi, Khloe. How are you?
I'm so certain of this that I will bet you guys a copy of the DVD, The Sir Parker Story. They called me Sir.
Up. No.
And if I'm wrong, I'll get you guys
each
that.
This is the worst payoff of a bet ever. Yeah, so I don't even know who's all. Are all of them on the Keeping Up with the Kardashians, or is that just a couple of them, or is it the whole family?
It's a whole family. Bruce Jenner, the mom.
Which that confused the hell out of me when I first found that Bruce Jenner was somehow involved in all this.
Khloe, Courtney, and Kim.
But he's the one. Bruce Jenner's the one who married the widow when Robert Kardashian wasn't finished cooling down.
No, still warm.
And you talk about plastic surgery. Boy, that Bruce Jenner.
I don't think he's had anything done to his face.
Oh, my gosh.
And he should be one of our most revered athletes in this country. Last American to win the decathlon, right?
Yeah.
And so he should be revered, and instead he's a reality TV show plastic surgery
joke.
Yeah. That's impressive stuff.
Why did you play a Jerry drop there? We were talking about plastic surgery jokes.
Well, I did, and I did.
Boy, I've always been fascinated by the decathlon. I think
Me
that
too.
Is just the coolest thing ever.
I know.
People do multiple things like that.
Mm-hmm. I loved Bruce Jenner back in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I heard some rumblings that Junior may be considering triathlons. Any truth to these rumors?
I don't think so.
Oh. That sounds really cool.
That would require me to take up swimming.
Well, can't you can you sub that out? Throw it over to Jubb for the swimming
yeah,
portion?
So out of shape.
We could do a
swimming
relay.
Yeah, do they
now
do
that you ride the bike, George can swim, you do the bike, and I'll run.
Interesting.
We would
come in dead last. Do they have any triathlon relays?
Yeah, they do.
Okay, how far is the swim?
Oh, it's all different. There are all sorts of different distances. You could do a sprint, which is a really short one.
What are you better at?
I was more of a sprinter, especially now. But now I'd probably be better. If I got in shape, I'd probably be a better distance swimmer.
Interesting. What other radio show can we challenge and go up against?
Ron and Don's out.
Yeah.
Let's do Norm's show.
Yeah, let's take out Norm's show.
Someone we can beat.
They'd have Jer, Saroy, and Norm.
Jer, Saroy, and Norm. We would kill them.
Yes.
Kill them. Hey, speaking of biking, you referenced that that I've been taking up biking. And yesterday, as I was out biking, I ran into a huge sports superstar.
Who that?
The Ticket's own Troy Aikens.
Yeah?
Yeah, I ran into Troy Aikens. And he was out exercising. And when he saw me actually on a bike, he clutched his heart and had a cardiac event.
He started laughing at you?
Yeah.
He likes laughing at us.
I think he didn't, he couldn't, it was like seeing a teacher out of school. You know, he couldn't make sense of that he was seeing me. So I think it took him, I'm still not